Blog Talk Radio.
They thought I had a lazy eye. Shorty roll me smooth as my Mercedes drive. No love, cry when only babies die. And when I go, that casket better cost $100,000. I pray to God I look my killer in his eyes. Snatch his soul out his shirt and take him for that ride. OG is one who's standing on his own feet. A boss is one who guarantee we gon' meet. Fuck a blog dog, cause one day we gon' meet. I'ma spaz on your ass like I'm on knee. Or a double stack, better nigga, double that. Jerry Jones money, nigga, you a running back. Herschel Walker, Bo Jack, Ricky Waters, better run that dope back. Boss, and I put that on my Maybach. 400 down, bitch, you wish you stayed
bitch, that. Bitch, I'm a boss. Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I plan a shot. I call the call. We in this bitch. It's going down. Yeah, let's clean that with my motherfucking grind.
Hey, how's it going?
What's good, Miss Mama Drama herself?
You know, you can't see me, of course, but oh, I was getting it in with the song that just went off the radio. I'm a boss. That's my boss.
Yeah, that's a hit right there. That's a hit. And plus, you're a boss, so hey, we need to make a female version of that for real.
Hello.
That's what's up.
And what people don't realize, I'm not new to this. I'm definitely true to it.
There you go. There you go. All to it. So we want to know, your fans want to know about all the upcoming projects you got and, you know, the projects you got going on right now.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you, since the show finished airing, Mama Drama on VH1, everything has been, like, coming at me 24/7 to where it's hard for me to even keep up. Right now, I am starring in a play. I have, like, the lead role. Had no idea I was that dramatic, but apparently
okay.
I am.
Okay.
So I snagged the lead role in a gospel play. So it's showing here Mother's Day weekend in Houston.
And
I have that, and I have, like, there's, like, a hip-hop forum that's going on here in Houston as well, and I'm like one of the guest celebrity speakers where I go out and I speak to them about making it in the industry, to whereas, because you know, you have like a lot of people that's unaware of the entertainment business. You just hear about the rumors of how it's hard and how it's a beast and how ugly it is, and people they look at people like Drake and Meek Mills, and they think that they're new, when actually they're not new. They've been at it forever. It's just educating yourself, getting your product out there, and like just not accepting no. So I'm speaking at an auditorium for in April, and there's a couple of projects. I'm not going to say, I don't want to say what it is, so I don't want to jinx myself and Ashley. Apparently, she and I are quite entertaining.
Yes,
and apparently, let me just say this. Apparently, the television loves us. So I'll just leave it at that. I'm not going to say what it is and what we have going on, but it's, you know, you never know where you might see us.
Y'all are real. Let me just tell you that off top, y'all are some real females that don't care, you know what I'm saying, don't filter yourself, and that is a good thing. It's like a breath of fresh air to reality TV, you know. Most people think that reality is scripted, but you all bring it real all the time, you know, so that is definitely a plus. And plus, y'all are beautiful, you know what I'm saying, and glamorous, so hey, y'all some trendsetters. Definitely.
Well, thank you. But you know what, though, because my daughter, she was on Bad Girls Club season 5, Miami, and I knew what was going on behind the scenes because she called me. She kept me abreast of everything while she was there at the house. And so when she got approached for us to do the Mama Drama show, because I was like, well, Ashley, do you think we should do it? Do you want to do it? Because at that time, she and I, we owned a lounge together. Because when she graduated college, she was like, I don't want to work for anyone else. I don't want to do that.
That's right, girl. That's
so,
what's up.
Exactly. So with that in mind, when she came back from the show, I was like home getting things situated for our business. So we ended up having a company called NB Acquisitions, and we take on different, that's the INV, so we take on different businesses, and we'll sell them once they get to a certain point, and we'll continue on. Like right now, we have a professional matchmaking service.
Oh, wow. Now, that's a good look. Hey.
Yeah, exactly, to whereas we are the only blacks in the state of Texas with this business because it's on those same lines as Millionaire Matchmakers.
Okay. So history in the making. There you go. Hey,
exactly.
Y'all really blazing that trail for African Americans. You know, not only that, African American females at that, you know. It is a hard game out here for the Girls Club. So, hey.
It truly, truly is, because my whole thing, because I'm and Ashley is the same way, we're all about, like, uplifting and supporting. If there's something that you're doing and I believe in you, and I'm listening to your passion, and I know that you're there, and I know that you're going to pay it forward. Oh, I'm all in. It's like I'm
that's
on your team.
Up.
I'm supporting because,
up.
Yeah, I'm not one of those women that's going to, like, hate on the next because the next one has it going on. It's like, no.
You said something, girl.
yes, there's
exactly.
a lot. There's a lot of us out there doing it, but it's not even necessary because it's enough to go around for everyone.
There you go. There you go. And you that is a needed statement right now. I'm just let you know that. So, I mean, y'all definitely on the right track. Your mother and daughter, y'all doing your thing. You know, how can people follow you on Twitter and Facebook and, you know, even with your matchmaking business, how can they follow you on that?
Okay, with my Twitter, my personal Twitter is Must Be About Me. I was a little bit selfish when I came up with my name because it's like for because once I finished paying for Ashley's college, I'm like, okay, you know what? Everything else is about me, so it must
there
be about
go.
Me.
Exactly.
So that's my Twitter, and my Facebook is Ashley and I. We share a Facebook. It's Ashley and Sharon. And the second word is Mama Drama.
Okay.
And, yeah, and then for my business, which we have like a business page on Facebook, it is INV, as in Victor, Professional Matchmakers. And we give like a lot of relationship information, relationship advice. So, and that's the same thing like for us, like our website is INVProfessionalMatchmakers.com.
Oh, that's what's up. That is a beautiful thing to see black women doing it. You all are gorgeous. You have a million fans, so we are appreciating, we are supporting you always, you know. So.
Thank you. And that's one thing. Like,
ain't that like seeing a bunch of women with drama, baby? Just to hype mic yourself on right now, you know. How y'all ladies doing?
Hey, who am I speaking with?
This is Mr. Hype Mike himself, ALC, co-hosting, you know, today. You know, I'm a little late, so, you know.
Yeah.
Please forgive me.
We're going to be docking some pay today. That's all.
Don't do it like that.
It's all good, though. But we appreciate you stopping by to the fullest, and please believe we're going to promote you on the page. Twitter is going crazy about you. My sweet board is lighting up.
You got the bag.
Thank you. And then, you know what,
free.
For me, what you see is what you get. I have no filter. I don't hide. I'm not pretending. I'm not
there
one of those
go.
People to go out there and pretend like, okay, I'm driving my Bentley that I really want, and I'm out here in a Mercedes. It's like, no, that's not me. That's
there
not me
go.
At all.
And that's
what
the realness that we like. That's the realness. Yes. Yeah, so you all going to be around for a while because you all are definitely genuine and real, and we appreciate that in America today. So. Definitely. We would love to have you back on the show whenever you want to call in, you know, shout us out, or, you know, just tell us about any other projects you have going on. Feel free to call and, just be have God first and, you know, keep it moving because y'all are doing y'all thing. Definitely.
Well, thank you. Big up. We really appreciate it.
All right, that was Sharon C. You all keep it locked right here. We're going to go over to a commercial break. Rihanna up next. And we got Mr. Keith on the line, MR Keith. So y'all stay tuned for that, all right?
Throw it up. Watch it all fall out. Pull it up. Let's throw it ball out. Throw it up. Watch it all fall out. Pull it up. That's how we ball out. Strip clubs and dollar bills. So got more money. Drone shots, gonna get a refill. So got more money. Strippers going up and down that pole. So got more money. 4 o'clock and we ain't going home. So got more money. Money makes the world go round. So got more money. Dance makes your girl go down.
Play your single, and then, okay, you know, after that, We're going to get back with you and plug you in. So how about that?
Yeah, do that. Play it.
All right. You're hearing it first. You're hearing it first right here. Hype Mike Radio. History in the making. Already know it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go.
What it do?
Yeah. I love you, babe.
I love you,
babe. I do. Nation. Yeah, I love you, babe.